There are also other applications of real-time fMRI. One, for example, is that you can monitor a person's brain state and give them stimulation at just the right moment. So, for example, if you have a theory that activity level in the amygdala is associated with how much the insula is going to activate to a certain type of stimuli, then if you just randomly present those stimuli and monitor what's happening in terms of amygdala activity, you can look at correlations between amygdala activity and how much insula response there was. But if you really want to optimize your protocol to have the most power, the best thing is to provide the stimuli at the times when the amygdala is really active or has very little activity. And then all your sample points are occurring at the most interesting time points. And so real-time fMRI can also be used for that sort of paradigm, which is basically brain state-based stimulation is the name for it. But the bulk of what I do is on the neurofeedback side, where we're providing feedback to the subjects about a specific aspect of their brain function. And they're trying to learn to control that aspect of brain function.